great turnout by the fans, and it's been awesome, really, from that perspective. You know, the amount of people that we've had out here supporting the team, supporting the players, rooting us on, and it definitely has an effect on the players and the way they go about things. I think you saw it today in practice. Obviously, we started with, you know, some cards, working on some situations that we haven't seen yet, and then obviously working on our upcoming opponent. So we started that tonight. That's why you saw, you know, the coaches out there with the cards doing that. And, you know, we're transitioning now, and the big thing, and if you guys want to help me out, you know, we can talk about not breaking camp. You know, everyone's going to talk about breaking camp and, you know, you're leaving camp, but really, you know, we don't want that type of mentality for our players, and I've told them that too. You know, we're going to continue to get better. We're still a work in progress, and we're not where we need to be as far as getting ready for the first week of the season.
Coach, three updates, particularly Gilmore.
Yeah, he just it was just a toe right there, and obviously we kept him out here, so it shouldn't be a problem at all. Just a retaping, and he should be fine from what I've been told on the field.
Any other updates injury-wise?
No, I think pretty much everyone's out here except for you know, obviously Chris Harrison, Courtney Brown, obviously EJ, and I believe there might be one more.
Jay Ross
went home. And Jay Ross went home because, great news, his wife's having a baby. So we're excited for him. That just came up. He was dressed ready to practice, and he came out to me and said, "Coach, I gotta go." And I said, "Absolutely." So that's where he is. So he's excused.
So do you know if he's going to be back for that game? Or
he's having a baby. Let's be happy for him. I can't tell you when the baby's coming out. I'm just saying he's having a baby. Let's just celebrate it. But, yeah, if he can, then obviously he'll come back.
TJ and Stevie, have they kind of shown you enough this week where you feel good about them for Saturday?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
EJ, Stevie is pretty anxious to get in the game and play some real football.
I think a lot of players are sensed to get in the game and play football. But, yes, especially the players, you know, I think we kind of lose sight of what happens with them, meaning that, you know, it's not like they're laying in bed waiting to come. I mean, they're working hard, rehabbing. And, you know, you put all that work in. Well, obviously, you know, your goal is to get back on that field. So he's very hungry to get back there.
Is EJ a day-to-day thing where you're monitoring it? Or do you say, is it, you know, we'll check every few days? I mean, is it one of those deals where you...
Well, I'm going to check every few days, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't know if there'll be ups and downs. So every couple of days, you know, the doctor will update us and tell us what's going on.
Everything going okay?
It's good. We worked with him today. You know, obviously, I saw him at rehabbing, so he's back there working his butt off. And then, obviously, we're working now, keeping him mentally prepared. And because, obviously, he's a everyone has to develop. So what we've done is we want to make sure that, you know, just because he had this procedure and he's not on the field, we want to keep developing him in the classroom, making sure he's going. So we're pushing him hard from that aspect.
Are there drills he can do to throw while he's resting his knee?
Oh, I'm sure there is once it gets to that point where the doctors are able to say, hey, let's go. He'll definitely be doing that.
Kevin's getting a lot of reps now. What are you seeing in him?
I see him looking a lot better. I think, you know, now that, you know, you go back and study, I think, you know, when he first came back, I think he was still sore. And, you know, Kevin's a tough kid, and it's hard to get people that are in competition are not going to all the time tell you the truth because they're so competitive. And, you know, when you watch it, it was a little bit herky-jerky, not as rhythmic as he's been in the past. And then for the past 2 days, I've seen that. So, and I've talked to him because obviously after the EJ procedure, I went up to Kevin and said, you know, how are you feeling? Are you feeling well? And he said, Coach, I'm great. I said, you need to tell me the truth because, you know, I need to know in case we have to make any moves or anything. He said, no, I'm fine. And he went on the field and he looks a lot more comfortable and he looks a lot more healthier, if that makes sense, than he has before.
What's your plan for the starters in Washington?
Well, again, you know, they got to be ready to play the whole game. And, you know, and I tell that to all the team. And I think there'll be a point where, you know, the players that are coming back, the same situation, will put on a pitch count and then look to see where we are with the starters and how far we want to take them. You know, I don't think it's a secret. I think most teams usually play them a little bit more. But I think it's not as far as – I won't look at it as far as the unit. I'll look at it as player to player.
Coach Marcel picks that ball off, runs it back into the end zone. You went over to talk to him. What did you say to him?
I said, what are the odds of you going right back in there and playing the next play? Do I need to get your trainer?
And what did he say?
He said, "Oh, I'm ready to go, but I just scored a touchdown. Don't they have to kick off or something like that?"
As you said, there's still a lot of preseason left. But what has stood out to you over the 3 weeks here on the field from your team?
You really never know. You go through OTAs and minicamp and you're pushing the players. And I think what has stood out to me has been the way they've gone about their business. And I give the players a lot of credit and a lot of respect. I mean, we've had no issues. I mean, we've met a bunch, and we put a lot on them from an accountability standpoint. And they've stood up to that test. And like I told them, you have to be able to do that first before you can go on that field and win consistently. And they have put in the work. We just can't lose sight of leaving this camp thinking that okay, the hard work's over. It's really just beginning.
Coach, your thoughts on the Nigel Bradham situation?
Well, obviously, it's very, very disappointing. We take those type of things very seriously. From a standpoint of the league, everyone's aware that it's a violation of the code of conduct. But, we do so much with our players about, being a pro, what the NFL shield means, obviously what it means to be a Bill. And we expect our players to make, good choices in their life. And obviously, Nigel's disappointed in his choices. I'm disappointed. I've met with him. My conversations with him are private. And obviously we're working on, correcting that problem.
Coach, coming off last week where you rested Mario, what's your plan for him this week going into this week's game?
He feels pretty good. I think it's one of those things that, we just keep going. We know that we want him 110% healthy for the season. So we're just being smart, and it's just a matter of, a pitch count and how many plays we want to put him in there.
Coach, a lot of breakdowns with the second and third team offensive line late in practice. Being a former offensive lineman that gets in there with them,
Well, they're not running our plays. That's what I'm saying. So, it's a card of practice, so they're running some other team's plays. Not an excuse to break down. Don't get me wrong there. But, again, they might be seeing some things they've not seen before and running some plays they haven't run before. So, obviously, we blocking and tackling doesn't change. You'd like that to be better.
Sorry. Cresden Butler and Justin Rogers kind of getting back into the team flow of things. Do they have a chance to play Saturday? Do you think those two guys have been back long enough to do that?
I think they do, and it'll be on it'll be on account. And a lot of it, I like when you get those type of injuries, I like to make sure that I talk to the player. He might be cleared for a practice, but now a game situation, last week we worked them out before the game. We worked out Butler before the game, and, it was still a little tight. So we're not going to throw them out there because we want to see what they can do at 100% and be as competitive as possible so we can make the best decisions for our club.
Coach, a couple more injuries happened. Dustin Keller with the Dolphins.
He's not on our team.
Happening in preseason early on, do you think that there's been more injuries happening early on in preseason and training camp than years past?
That's a tough question for me because I don't really look at the other teams yet, and I really don't. I'm concentrating on our team, and I think that our trainers and our doctors and our players have done a very good job. I don't know what's going on with everybody else. You hear rumors about things, but our training staff, they've done an outstanding job. And I think, if you go around and you look at the people that are participating, we probably have more people participating than most. So that's a credit to the players being ready to go.